We know that a Women in Trades mentoring program, well, it was launched at CDU on International Women's Day yesterday. The new program connects young women to other women already working in the trade sector upon starting their apprenticeship. Now, joining us on the line to tell us more about the initiative is Charles Darwin University's Employability Programs Officer, Caroline Thompson. Hi, Caroline.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good. Great to have you on the show. How did this program come about?
So we realised that with a lot of new students starting their apprenticeships through the Australian Government initiative to have more TAFE enrolments, that we hope that there's going to be a lot of new female students coming and starting their apprenticeships with us. And we're focusing specifically in the Women in Trades mentoring program on those non-traditional female trades, so things like automotive and transport, electrotechnology, plumbing, environmental studies, engineering and construction. So these might be disciplines where there might only be one female in the classroom or one female in the workplace. So we thought it was really important that we offer these young women support and encouragement and give them a safe space that they can discuss things that they might not feel confident enough to raise in the classroom or the workplace.
Yeah, I reckon that's a really good idea. I mean, at the end of the day, we want more women doing these types of trade apprenticeships, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, the feedback that I've got from a lot of the lecturers here at CDU TAFE is that the girls can do it just as well as the boys and sometimes better.
Yeah, well, that's it. You know, and that's a good thing. Do we have many women in the Northern Territory opting to do those trade-based apprenticeships at this point?
So in those fields that I just talked about before, the non-traditional trades, we've got about 100 female apprentices enrolled currently in those trades. And that represents about 10% of the student population in those trades. So about 1 in 10 is a female student.
And how important do you reckon it is making sure that there is mentoring from those who've come before them?
Well, as I said before, these female students might be the only one in their class and they might not see another female student the whole time that they're studying. And they may not have female role models in their workplaces either. So it's really important for them to, you know, you've got to see it to be it kind of thing. And so it's really important for us to connect them not only with other students doing apprenticeships from different disciplines, but then connecting them in with a professional who has experience, who's walked that path before them, who knows what it feels like and can help share some tips and strategies and, you know, help share their knowledge that they've gained through their career.
And Caroline, do you reckon or do you hope that an initiative such as this will entice more women to sort of decide to go down the trade apprenticeship path?
I mean, we need as many people in our trades as possible, be it female or male. But hopefully having more female students in these non-traditional trades will help open up young girls' eyes to say, oh, I didn't even know that was, you know, I didn't know what boiler making was. But now I've been able to see somebody do it and someone who looks like me. I might look into it. I might give it a go.
Yeah, I reckon it's a really interesting thing because, like, I know when I was a high school student, which is obviously a long time ago, but, you know, a lot of those trades were not even sort of spoken about as something that girls could do.
Yeah, and we have the Vet in Schools program through CDU as well. But unfortunately, you know, given the nature of the workshops that these students can go into, there's limited spaces. And so with so many students interested in it, we just can't simply give every student the opportunity to experience all the different trades. So there's definitely, you know, some work to do in raising awareness of the different trade industries available to young girls and to young boys. And like I said, putting those role models in place that young female students can look up to and go, oh, that's, you know, that's actually achievable. It's breaking down those perceptions and those stereotypes of certain industries being for blokes only.
Yeah, spot on. Now, obviously, this mentoring program, it was launched yesterday on International Women's Day. Do you reckon you're going to have many students that are keen to take part?
We would love as many students as possible. So the nature of how they do their apprenticeships is that they only come onto campus for kind of 2 week blocks at a time, and then they're back out in industry with their workplace who's sponsoring their apprenticeship. So we don't see them very often, so we try to catch them when they are on campus. And some of them come from as far away as Groote Eylandt or Tennant Creek, so they're not based in Darwin. So there's a lot going on for them when they are here in Darwin on campus. So we're just trying to squeeze in a one-hour block, get them to come along to a lunch when they are on campus and hopefully make these connections and keep those connections going when they do move back into the workplace.
Yeah, I agree. I reckon it can only be a good thing. Well, Caroline Thompson, I really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for coming on the show and telling us a little bit more about CDU's Women's Tradie Initiative.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.